Yeah, so groan. Yeah,
yeah,
put it on the groan indeed.
Oh, yes, put it on.
Oh, yeah,
put it on the groan shelf with the rest of Impact Wrestling is what I was saying. I got a phone call. We got interrupted, but we are back. Trebuchites coming into your ear hole.
Man,
so,
you think three nerds sitting at a table? It shouldn't be this hard.
Really difficult.
So we were just talking about suicide there. Chandler Park, you guys know who that is?
No, still don't. It sounds like a nice park.
I know Chandler does stand up, but
I definitely don't think that's the same guy.
Seems reasonable. We have David Crist, one of the Crist brothers, part of OVE.
Ugh.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
We got Desmond Xavier.
Mm.
Is there a more indie sounding name than Desmond Xavier?
No.
It's almost like you guys have heard me ask that question. We got DJ Z.
Bam, 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 bam.
Didn't scare me that time. I literally jumped the first time you
came. I know.
Cody Goats loses his shit for DJ Z, man.
Were you really?
No, not really.
I love DJ Z, man. The bromance?
The bromance.
The bromance. Yeah,
the bromance featuring DJ Z.
He is inactive with a neck injury right now, which is funny because he was the one that almost crippled that one guy in Impact a few years back. Remember that? What was his name?
Oh, yeah.
They,
I remember that happening, but yeah, I
don't even remember what he hurt him with, but he broke his neck good. They were afraid he wouldn't walk again.
Yeah, it was
He's doing all right now. But it's kind of shitty because TNA, at least Dixie goes, well, he's got lifetime employment here. And then, like, they fired him, like, a couple weeks later.
Oh. Yeah, it's for the TNA thing to do.
Yeah, it was not good. We've got Eddie Edwards.
Another one for the groan shelf, everybody. Sorry. Yeah. We can put that.
We've got Eddie Edwards with his new pirate gimmick.
Oh my God. You're one to chalk.
Hey, he's got one working eye. If you put mine together, you're like a quarter of a working eye.
That's good for you.
Blind jokes on the podcast. It's only taken us this long for that. I am kind of impressed. Usually people in my life stoop to that low pretty quick.
Oh, humanity, let me tell you.
I hang out with a lot of stand-up comics these days.
Well, that makes sense.
We have Eli Drake.
Ugh.
Trish is not a fan of Mr. Drake.
I am not a fan of Mr. Drake, no.
Tell me why.
I just, not impressed with things he does. Just, I don't know, not a fan.
Sure.
Just not a fan.
It says here, he is a Feast or Fired contract holder, but I'm not going to tell you which contract it is.
That's good, I hope it's fired. But I don't think I'm right.
Because it probably wouldn't be on that list.
We got someone named Falabah, like literally Falabahh.
Totally heard of him. Totally.
No. Are you real big on like the Indian scene?
No.
Pro wrestling. We've got Guzara Jr. Who's, I feel like I've heard that name before.
I have not.
We've got Grado.
I know Grado. Grado's.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember him.
I prefer Odrag better, but you guys remember that? Were you watching? He mm-hmm. like. He got fired for some reason, so he put on like a mask and put on his drag.
That's great.
That's great.
I love when guys do that.
Somebody named Gursinder Singh. They must be like picking up Indian acquisitions. There's like the third. There's a couple of Singhs on here. We got Homicide is on the roster. I don't know where he was.
Not in LAX.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that is. I like Homicide a lot.
I like his wrestling. I like Supermax.
He also does the Vertebreaker. He calls it the gringo.
He
the gringo
is good
killer.
In the ring. Oh yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that moves, what you're gnarly, talking about. Isn't it?
Yeah.
My favorite Homicide memory, though, is during Xscape.
Oh, boy.
One of TNA's famous...
Go ahead, lay it on him,
too. We talked about that already.
Famous stipulation matches. You got a big old red cage.
Basically the
elimination chamber.
With like,
build, the old one.
Yep.
With a hole in the top. You gotta climb your way out like it's the monkey bars.
Yep.
He's supposed to win. He beats up everybody with a nightstick. Yeah, okay. like a baton.
Yeah, it goes
like a police baton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he like beats the shit out of everybody with it, and then climbs up the cage and gets stuck right at the top. Like, he knows if he moves, he's gonna fall.
Yeah.
So they end up calling the match a disqualification, with Homicide getting disqualified for using the baton.
Oh, jeez, just, ugh.
Because he never made it out of the cage. Like, yeah. He couldn't, he got
physically
stuck.
Couldn't do it. It's just, ugh. Put that one on the grown freaking shelf for Impact Wrestling. Jeez.
We got Jake Crist, the other member of OVE.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. We got Johnny Impact.
I know him.
He's got a lot of last names.
And Nitro.
Morrison.
Yeah. Others, I'm sure.
Among others.
He also goes by Hannigan sometimes. Mundo. We got a guy named KM. KM.
Nah.
We got Congo Kong. You guys know Congo Kong, right? You seen him? You haven't seen Congo Kong? He's pretty cool. He's like a 500-pound, like, Samoan guy.
I will not miss. I will know him when I see him.
He is something worth watching. We got the Lerato Kid, who's inactive with a broken leg. Well, imagine that. People get hurt in TNA. We got Matt Sydal, who is the X Division champion and the grand champion at the point we're watching.
As far as I know.
I don't...
I'm a big fan of his. I don't particularly care for this particular character he has.
Yeah, him doing, like, a douchebag, like, Namaste gimmick.
But, yeah, no, you told me something interesting about him, though. Like, he's not welcome in Japan anymore.
He's not welcome back in Japan to be wrestling. Probably ever.
Oh.
He brought a bag of the good green stuff over there.
The devil's lettuce is not...
Ask anyone that travels, internationally. You don't bring jugs to Japan.
That's very interesting.
In my personal opinion, we treat marijuana too harshly around here. They treat it like it's drugs.
Level one.
Yeah, well, like, they treat all drugs that way. All drugs in Japan are policed very strictly.
Alcohol, tobacco included?
I don't know that.
Because I know they can get like alcohol out of vending machines over there.
So I think alcohol and tobacco are different. Tobacco might, I don't know if smoking is a big thing. I know alcohol is pretty well done. With, like illicit drugs, they treat, very, very differently. I think it has a lot to do with like their opium trade and stuff over there. Organized crime's a lot worse.
Yeah.
But basically, you don't take that over there.
Pro tip, really, don't bring drugs internationally.
Don't take drugs
find drugs when you get to the destination country, if possible. But just don't travel internationally.
Probably just go
drugs are bad.
I'm not going to Japan is what we're finding.
Yeah, no. They threw him in prison, and he was, like, gonna have, like, a long prison sentence there. And they ended up extraditing him after a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm too soft for Japanese prison, guys. I can't do that.
So I was letting Trip. You should know that, like, don't take.
I really like video games, so like I was all like, "Oh, Japan sounds cool," but yeah, no,
get stoned and watch some anime.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, now no.
Yeah, don't do it.
No,
we got Moose.
Moose, I know.
We got Moose.
I know Moose.
I remember him vaguely.
We haven't seen him, like, or heard anything about him since we've been watching.
I've seen him on Impact like twice, but that's just. Through my channel surfing.
We got Ortiz, who's a member of LAX. I would like to say that I hate this version of LAX. Like, they
not a fan.
Devoid of personality compared to Homicide.
Well, we got Conan, but that's about it.
Conan. God bless that guy. He's had a hard health issue.
Yeah.
He still doesn't look very good.
He doesn't look the best. Yeah. No, he
comes out in that in the big jacket and like baggy pants. I think that's like the height how skinny he is.
That's probably
he looks sickly.
Yeah, well, he took that bandana off that guy, and he didn't particularly look like he did that. He looked like that was a little bit of a struggle for him.
We got Petey Williams.
Petey Williams, the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah. I love that move. Yeah. It's like a meme now in the indies.
I know. It's
like they'll
stupid.
Do like they'll do chains of like five Canadian Destroyers and kick out at one. And I'm just like, that move was so cool and so deadly, and like now you just. It's funny.
I feel like wrestling fans from the 80s feel that way about the DDT.
That's probably...
Like, it's just, the way the stuff evolves. Like, superplexes used to, like, end matches. Now they're, like, people are kicking out all the time.
People aren't even going for pins after them because they're not believable.
Yeah.
We got Sami Callihan. Fuck Sami Callihan.
Yeah, fuck that guy. EVO. Okay.
Yeah. That's a new thing for you, isn't it?
Yes.
We got Santana, who's the other member of LAX and the... This one isn't as good as the guitar, I think.
It shouldn't be as funny as it is.
I know. When it came out on my album, that wasn't very good. And then
I'm sorry for laughing.
Sells the shit out of it.
Oh, my God.
That's why I think I'm so much funnier than I am.
I just love everybody.
Scott Steiner.
Except fucking Ohio versus everybody. That's all I'm saying.
Scott Steiner's employed.
What?
Yeah, Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner has a job?
Scott Steiner works there.
Steiner works there?
It's got to be for his math skills. His math has never been good. He doesn't know he's not getting paid.
Scott Steiner math.
Did you guys know he's, like, banned from WWE?
I'm not surprised.
He's, like, on their, like, blacklist. There was one of the more recent WrestleManias, before Hulk Hogan got outed because of being a racist, Hulk Hogan was going to be at the Hall of Fame. They had to put pictures of Scott Steiner up. Because Scott Steiner said he was going to come beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan and his wife.
Oh, gee. Yeah, like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he was giving death threats to Hulk Hogan. And they're like, well, we're just going to not let him into any WrestleMania events.
Yeah, you can't threaten, like, Hulk Hogan's life. You just can't do that. Shouldn't threaten anybody's life, but, like...
Yeah, the worst you can do is be the Iron Sheik and say that you were supposed to break his back in a match. You hear that story, right?
I'm like, I believe it if it's the Iron Sheik involved.
I think one of the Ganyas offered to pay the Iron Sheik like $500,000 if you break the Hulk Hogan's back in like their WWF Championship match.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, because they knew Hulk Hogan was about to catch fire and it was going to put the Ganyas out of business.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, if you break his back...
we'll pay you off.
It was either his back or his leg. It was break something on him. I mean, like, if you break...
Hurt him, put him out of commission. Yeah, we don't want to see him on TV.
Yeah, we're going to cool him off just in time for, you know, that big run. Yeah, we'll... pay a lot of money. Taji Ishimori? He was the guy with the...
He was in that X Division match.
Yeah,
right?
What'd you think?
I liked what I saw, except for the mask he came out. Like, either...
Yeah, if you're wearing
a mask, leave it on when you're in the ring. Or don't wear it. That's my policy on masks.
Sure. We've got Trevor Lee. He was in the tag team match.
Saw him.
Lee
underwhelmed.
And, what was it?
Didn't like the other guy.
The Lee crew? The Lee...
I don't know.
I forgot.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, no, I don't see another guy on this list, or maybe we just forgot about him. He wasn't impressive. They're just so generic. Like, they might be great wrestlers, but those guys just they don't have like a gimmick. They're not doing anything.
There's nothing marketable about them. They're like guys in black trunks, and like there's nothing. They're forgettable. Like, that, did they have an entrance?
Yeah, they did.
They came out wearing LAX's bandanas is what their gimmick was.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah,
that, they took something from LAX, but they didn't have any personality themselves is what the real issue was I had with it.
And then this next guy is Tyrus.
Tyrus.
Is he owed something?
I think he's owed like a title shot from like fucking...
Oh, you looked
ago.
It up. You looked it up. We were...
It was very difficult to track anything down. Like, he won a battle royal and at Bound for Glory or something, I believe.
Yeah, but then they decided to do the world title series thing. So he never got his title
based on what the internet says.
6 months later, by the time it was over, so it's never... Like, just forgot about it.
Based on what the internet says, is that Tyrus won the Battle Royal, and that night he was supposed to get a one-on-one match for the Impact Championship. Well, somebody cashes in their Feast or Fired contract and spoils the whole thing, and Tyrus never got his one-on-one.
What? Tyrus didn't get his title shot.
Tyrus did not get his title shot, and I'm still upset about it. And you guys are trying to erase it off the internet because I tried to look for it and it's very hard to track down.
that
you sons of bitches.
That cabal of Impact.
I'm just going to fucking put this ball of anger on the groan wall labeled Impact Wrestling.
Man, that groan wall, we're going to need a bigger shelf.
It's turning into a yell wall.
And finally, a guy named Vikas Kumar. They got it. Like,
obviously. Obviously.
Yeah, there had to be. They made a run for India. There's a Kumar involved. Yeah. Like, they had to have done signings in India recently. I don't remember them being over there.
I thought they were over there. I thought I remember.
They've been there before, yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is like, there's like five like very distinctly Indian names on here that haven't debuted yet.
Yeah.
They probably, yeah, probably just be outsourcing their talent.
They may be in charge, for all you know.
Sure.
The Great Khali is calling the shots at Impact Wrestling.
And then we have a very small women's roster here. We've got Alicia Edwards, who is Eddie Edwards' wife. Just like his valet, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, wish her the best.
Yeah, no, God bless her taking care of him. It's crazy. We've got Allie.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Alan.
How you doing?
We've got someone named Demonte. Someone named Kira Hogan, who doesn't have a real name listed on Wikipedia.
Okay.
That happens very rarely.
Huh.
We have Casey Spinelli, who hasn't worked there in a while. But I hear she's very good. I think she might even be in that Ring of Honor tournament.
Oh boy, I hope so.
We've got Rosemary.
Uh-huh.
I
know who that is.
Yeah, she's got like the face paint.
Yep, yep.
We got Saina. I guess she's been pretty popular in the indies. Here she's pretty good.
Okay.
Sue Young, a female wrestler. I don't know. And we got Taya Valkyrie, who I think is dating Johnny Impact. They work together very frequently.
Okay.
She's also pretty popular. She was big in Lucha Underground.
Gotcha.
So of all those names I listed, how many of them did you know?
About half, I'd say.
Half.
Probably about half.
That seems generous.
I don't know. I wasn't keeping, like, you know, a tally of it, but, like, it just seemed that way. I don't know. It's fluttering around. We'll continue to watch it so long as it's on TV, so help us God.
Gotcha. Oh, you wanted that backstage interviewer's name. Mackenzie Mitchell.
Hit me up at TrebucheOL, baby. That is where I'm at.
if you're watching this. The last thing on Impact is just, like, can we get somebody better than Sanjay Dutt to do commentary?
It's so bad.
It's terrible.
Like, so bad.
Like direct message me at TrebucheOL.
Josh Matthews look great.
That's what I...
That's a bad deal.
I disagree. I think Josh Matthews is the problem. Like,
I don't think he's the problem.
Me and Showtime were going back and forth. Every time Sanjay would talk, Showtime would be like, shut up. Every time Josh Matthews would talk, I'd be like, you shut up.
We should have just put it on mute and both been happy.
Yeah, we really should have.
I feel like Josh Matthews, you want to tell him to shut up because he's like a nerd and like it's got that, you know, you just kind of push him around a little bit. But Sanjay Dutt just doesn't, his cliches aren't even good. Like, wrestling is full of cliches. You hear the same lines all the time.
Yeah, brother.
They're not even, you know, careful. You might have the irresistible force meaning the immovable.
Oh,
objects.
My God. Oh,
the mega powers
God.
May explode here.
Oh, you can't see me. Anyways. Are we about ready to talk about our SmackDown Top 10?
No.
No?
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it? How about picks?
Picks we'll do.
We'll do picks.
We'll do a new Top 10 after the pay-per-view.
Okay. Pay-per-view Fastlane.
Next week or
I
whatever.
Like Joe's insistent. Like, no, we're not doing it.
I said we were going to do it, but we're not going to do it.
Goat is now a petulant 6-year-old for the next little bit. Goat, it's time for your bath.
No!
Not doing it. I wish Bea was here so she'd tell us some stories. That'd make her fun.
Let's wrap this up. Story time.
ASAP. Story time with D. Ambrose, everybody.
Alright.
There's no pre-show match, according to the card I'm looking at.
Oh, they probably don't have anything booked yet.
They probably will do a match.
Probably something thrown.
I will leave an area for it.
I would not be surprised if they just throw like Ryder and Raleigh in there again.
I wouldn't be surprised at that at all.
Or maybe a Gable Benjamin
Fashion
match.
Police.
Yeah, he's
expect to see the Fashion Police. I haven't seen them in a while.
Okay, well,
can we give the SmackDown roster a motherfucking selfie stick? By the way, like, can we do? We don't need them fucking hanging onto the goddamn camera.
I love their mixed match. Like, Strowman and Bliss. Like, looks so much shorter. She's barely in the shot.
Barely in the shot.
Like the bottom 5% of the screen.
Yeah, her lower jaw is like not in it at all. Like it's cutting her face. Can we just be done with that? I get it. Experiments happen, and SmackDown's the place to do them. Just like college. But I don't...
This is the Four Loko of SmackDown, is what you're saying. This is where the experimentation is.
Don't you talk shit about my Four Loko.
I know it's a lingering like thing over here.
I'm ready to be done with the self camera shots and the text on the screen.
I'm done with the text on the screen. I'll tell you.
I don't
that
like
right
any
now.
Of it anymore. It all feels very very low rent. And low rent can work for wrestling sometimes, but I never want WWE to look low rent because
like,
we know where they're not.
I feel like
not.
It's. I feel like kids like it. That's why I feel like they're doing it. It's a PG
show. It's how kids take videos.
It's a PG show. Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I mean.
What if Bobby Roode held his camera like I hold my camera when I sing Itsy Bitsy Spider for Grandma? Like,
You watch it. The A-Train isn't here to defend his the man he loves right now.
Well, so I'm not necessarily trashing Bobby Roode. But I will take this opportunity Bobby Roode to say Bobby Roode is not as good as A-Train says.
Bobby Roode?
He's off the rail somewhere. That train is
he's furious somewhere, yeah.
Man.
Bobby Roode came out and saved Charlotte. On SmackDown, remember that? You were all like, what?
I don't know if he saved Charlotte or if he was just booked next, but it was very convenient. She gave him the smileys. I'm just saying. Like, Team Robe Warriors, apparently I'm rooting for them. As a fan, I want Lana and Rusev to win the mixed match coming up, but as Mr. Perfect, I have to root for Team...
Robe Warriors.
I'm like, I just fucking said it. No, I want to take this time to apologize. Nia Jax was bawling on Raw this week.
And, yeah, made Joe very uncomfortable.
I was very hard on Nia.
Lots of lift was she had the very rematch. Mean.
Are you not good with crying women, man?
No, I'm not good with crying anybody.
Okay.
It's everybody. Like, I don't like
Joe does not like emotion.
I do not.
Do not show it.
Unless your emotion is, hey, man. Don't want no part
the
of
best
it.
Emotion, bro. But no, I feel bad because I was very hard on her. I gave her a 0% chance of winning her match at Elimination Chamber.
You were being very mean to her.
And then I gave her...
Alexa thought it was a good idea because she saw what you were doing.
I also gave her a 0% chance of winning her Raw match, and Alexa just came after she lost. She was just all like, she really hit her hard. She's like, yeah, people body shamed you back in the day. You could tell it just brought up a bunch of old emotions and everything, and that's not okay to be a bully like that, Alexa, to freaking manipulate people like that. It's not cool. Shame on you, and I'm sorry, Nia. I wish you nothing but the best, and I want you to be the Intercontinental Champion now. Just have it.
That'd be kind of cool.
That is what I want.
I'd be alright with that. I laughed at the idea, like, Nia Jax, like, hurt her episode last week, and was just like, those guys are so mean.
I know, I feel bad, man. It was really bad. It seemed authentic.
You are aware she could kill any of us, right?
I am very aware of that.
Wholeheartedly, we don't stand a chance.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. I'd let Nia Jax just run me over. I'd be like, I'm the NWA champion, it's fine. Just take it.
You're going to lose the end. You're going to get all this shit on your list of Nia Jax.
She'll be the first woman NWA champion ever. That's revolutionary. What are you talking about? Some breaking down barriers.
Someone fact check that, first of all.
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Secondly, I need a picture of my feet. Like, just that whole thing you just did.
I do it for entertainment value. I would put butts in seats, I guarantee it.
Boy.
We can talk about picks anytime you guys want to, but...
Okay, so, first match, Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. I will take Becky Lynch and Naomi because I like them.
How do you feel, Trebuchet?
Who we got Becky Lynch and Naomi versus
Natalya and Carmella.
Give me Becky Lynch and Naomi.
Okay.
This one's hard. I'm also going to go Becky Lynch and Naomi.
All right. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. We brought up that.
I've already said.
Don't make your own holidays, bro.
Happy Rusev Day. And he's going to be your number one contender, or have a legitimate gripe at being the number one contender after beating the Royal Rumble winner on Rusev Day.
So you're going with Rusev?
Yeah. I'm standing by it.
I don't know how I feel. I want Rusev to win. I feel like they...
I feel like if what I say Shinsuke happens, won the belt.
They gotta give him a push, right? They gotta let him win, right? They gotta let him win. I'm going with Shinsuke.
Didn't stop him from Rey Mysterio. Mysterio lost almost all the time when he won that Royal Rumble and that title.
All right, this is... We're really gonna see what they're doing with Rusev with this match here. Like, if Rusev loses here, like, it doesn't hurt Rusev Day per se, but if he wins here, like, that's going to buy WWE subscriptions, I feel.
I'm going to go Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
I feel that's the safe pick, actually, Chad. It's the Shinsuke. Because the...
No, it's the safe... Are you calling me out for making safe picks?
No, I'm just saying I feel like that's the safe pick. It's just the way I feel about it. Okay.
I'd like to just hold up the title here real quick. I am your general manager.
Nah.
If you're not careful, you're going to have to go one-on-one with The Undertaker playing.
Holla, holla, holla.
Yeah.
So now to the meat and potato, to the meat of the main course here, the meat and potatoes of Fastlane before title matches.
What foods were they good?
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes?
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes, meat as a meat.
We got the Roadrunner in the house,
meat and potatoes. A lot of courses.
A lot of meat.
A lot of potatoes. Okay.
Feed me more.
Women's match, Charlotte, current champion, versus Ruby Riott. Who do we have? Trebuchet.
I can't pick Liv Morgan.
You cannot.
No, I'm picking yes, Charlotte.
Ringside will beat Liv Morgan.
Yeah. Live
Charlotte.
Long and prosper, yeah.
I'm picking Charlotte.
You know, let me finish my sentence.
Sorry.
I'm also saying that Carmella's going to cash in her Money in the Bank tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That is what I'm saying.
We'll get there.
Go ahead, Chad.
Look at as Cody Goats draws a new line here.
I want Ruby Riott to win. I don't think I'm picking Charlotte, but I think Ruby Riott's going somewhere. I like her a lot. I think she's solid.
You think
in
she's
ring.
Gonna beat Flair? Really?
I don't think she's gonna win tonight. I think Flair's winning tonight. I think Ruby Riott will be going places very soon.
Gotcha.
So Charlotte,
we'll call her one to watch.
That's fair. I've been impressed with her in the ring so far.
Then the tag titles. The Usos, your current champion, versus the New Day. I will take... Ooh, I don't know. The Usos.
I'm going with the Usos because they're WrestleMania, or lack thereof, WrestleMania experience. They've not been at WrestleMania. 9 years... Zero WrestleManias.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is ridiculous to me.
You know, especially because they try to get like people in those WrestleManias, and they've
had the belts.
Yeah, no, it's
like at times and stuff.
I almost feel like it almost would be like the New Day because of that, because they could use a rematch at WrestleMania. I don't know, like what are they gonna do? Make them fight who at WrestleMania?
Dun dun dun.
The Bludgeon Brothers. Yeah,
I can see that. They have been building that. That makes sense. Okay.
You gonna stick with New Day?
I'm sticking with the Usos then. That's a good point. All
right.
I couldn't think of anyone that would be.
Don't get me wrong. I want to see the New Day and Big E going 5-5-5.
It's just a lot.
5-5.
They've done that match so many times now. I don't know how many times this has
five
been a time match
champions
at a pay per view in the past the year, but it's been a few.
Every time it's been great.
It's been no exactly. That's why I'm like I want to see that in WrestleMania.
This
is what I was thinking.
John Cena versus Randy Orton for the millionth time. This is. These guys knock it out of the park every time.
Exactly. That would be a good WrestleMania match.
My pick, you'll get when I say oos, y'all say
oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was owing all over the place over there.
That's fine. I'm going with the Usos.
Okay. So far, the only differentiator we have is Trebuchet picked Rusev.
I like it.
But the U.S. title match, Bobby Roode, current champion, versus Randy Orton. Who do you have, Chad?
To clarify, it is still just Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. Gender is not involved.
That's what it says.
Okay. They didn't announce it on SmackDown. They didn't say anything.
Gender fought Randy.
Yeah,
Gender
I thought
won.
Yeah, I don't get
Randy
it.
Randy threw Gender into Bobby, disqualifying
Randy.
Oh,
yeah. I remember that.
No, Gender beat Randy.
Gender beat Randy
again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with Bobby Roode winning the title, keeping the title. I wouldn't be surprised to even see this match from a triple threat tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised at that either.
I will take the glorious one, Bobby Roode. Trebuchet.
I am going to pick Randy Steel Chips Orton here.
I love that name.
Just...
Stale chips.
Stale chips indeed. Lastly, as far as we know, we have the six-pack challenge for the WWE Championship. We have AJ Styles, your current champion, versus John Cena, versus Kevin Owens, versus Sami Zayn, versus Baron Corbin, versus Dolph Ziggler, Joe's favorite. Joe, what do you have? Or Trebuchet?
ABZ, anybody but Ziggler.
Okay, you can't pick five people.
Okay, damn. I tried. Did you see that?
Yeah,
I tried.
No, that's not good.
I'm trying to do something very unprecedented
good
here. I'm trying to grab the belt here.
Good attempt.
But, no, I. Even though Baron Corbin is going to be your next WWE champion, I am picking AJ to retain here. I don't... Just for pick's sake, but I really... In my heart of hearts, I want to pick Corbin here, but I'm picking AJ.
I can't pick AJ Styles.
I can't pick Orton and Corbin. That's just too much stuff happening at a pay-per-view.
I'm just going to pick AJ Styles, too.
Want some AJ today.
I'm also going to pick AJ Styles, and that leaves us in a very funny situation.
We only picked one non-champion.
Here's the problem. More people are going to come tonight. I feel like we're going to be...
Gridlocked? Might be playing some Mean Bean Machine tonight?
Fortunately, I'm...
Tiebreaker! Will Carmella cash in? Trebuchet says yes.
Hang on. Rather than make that a tiebreaker, why don't we just make the full-blown point?
Do you want to do that? Okay. I like that.
It's a smaller pay-per-view.
1 point.
Does Carmella cash in?
I'm going with no, because she's doing it either in the Mixed Match Challenge or at WrestleMania. One or the other at this point. One or the other.
I say yes. I think Carmella cashing in.
All right. Well.
Hang on. Another point. If Carmella cashes in, does she win?
Ooh.
You don't have to think she'll cash in either to answer that question. It's an extra point. We're going to need them here.
Well, I'm going to
say. Under most circumstances, I wouldn't do it. It's convoluted, but I think we're going to need the breakups here.
I'm just trying to think. If I say no, then...
If you say no and she cashes in and wins, and you say she wins, you get the point. So that's the... You can...
Oh, okay. Sure,
yeah.
No, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, you can say no, she
one, won't... We'll just do a point for each. It's fine. Yeah, the only point's going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll be effectively a tiebreaker.
Yeah,
I
so you can say...
I'm going to say she'll win, yeah.
So, okay.
No and Super win.
She will not cash in. However, if she does... Will she win?
Okay.
Double yes.
You want win as well?
Yeah.
Double yes for me.
Win as well. Gotcha.
Oh, Brooke is here, guys, by the way. She exposed the business on that one.
All right. Well, that's the whole show, I think. Final thoughts?
Yeah, we can do that. Final thoughts.
Go
ahead. Cody Goats.
I'm looking forward to being your new commissioner of this podcast.
I'd like to quote Iron Mike Tyson and Iron Mike Bustler by saying, ain't no way.
That sounds about right.
Final thoughts, Trebuchet?
Please vote for Team Ginger Snaps, everybody. Snap, 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 snap. I'm wearing my AJ Styles gloves here. I need my bracket to stay perfect. Therefore, I need Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch to be the fan pick for the Mixed Match Challenge. Be sure to follow me at Trebuchet LOL. EVO, Everybody versus Ohio. Keep that going. What do you want?
Yes, Crisco, you have a question?
Thank you. Yes, I do. I do have a question. I know I had final thoughts already, but I wanted to bring up that I heard a rumor that Ring of Honor and Impact are going to be in cahoots, and I forgot to bring that up. Like, they're
partner.
They're not like merging, but they're like tipping each other off and trying to like merge like their storyline a little bit. Like they had this is a random point to just end on. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to bring that up. I don't have any more information. Maybe I'll look it up and have more
education. Chris Goad's final thoughts are a bunch of hearsay. You're stealing my gimmick.
If it happens for real. You heard it here first.
Tweet at Goad if you hear any breaking news about this Ring of Honor Impact collusion happening. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Oh, my final thought. That's usually how we end this. I guess I get to end it today.
That's fine. I'll just end my final thoughts pretty much is what I'm
saying. All right. Well, my final thoughts are I've only held this prestigious title for 2 weeks.
Oh,
but I plan to continue being your reigning. Defending, I'll call myself a conqueror. Sure, I will double down on my claim that
undisputed.
I'll see.
Okay.
Calm down.
I'm seeing gold. It's exciting.
I plan on defending this. If I retain tonight, I plan on defending this title against anyone that will take me on in a wrestling trivia competition. That is right. The undisputed podcast of the world, undisputed championship,
mm-hmm.
up for grabs.
Yes,
against anyone who can take me, because I want to be a fighting champion.
The open challenge.
I don't want to just defend this title once a month. I want to defend it anytime anyone thinks they can beat me, because I want to be the best champion I can be. I have been Showtime Schultz. Tweet me at Showtime Schultz. Showtime out.
Yeah.